From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21 in the U.S. state of California practiced shooting before the attack and had been radicalized for some time. Federal officials say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to an IS militant leader in a Facebook post, and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, had contact with individuals linked to terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful that talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius.
The applicant is released on bail of 10,000 rand. Accused submit to the house arrest.
The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting a new sentencing for the murder conviction. An appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers that the United States will never recognize what he called Russia's attempt to annex Crimea.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
The remark elicited a standing ovation from the country's parliament. Speaking on conflict in eastern Ukraine, Biden assured lawmakers of continued U.S. support. He called on Russia to comply with the Minsk ceasefire agreement designed to ease tensions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has taken the U.S. administration's criticism of climate change doubters to a new level, labeling those who reject mainstream climate science as insane. The top U.S. diplomat made the remark while speaking at a meeting of the U.N. Foundation on the world's oceans in Paris, where U.N. climate talks are in their second and final week. Kerry told the audience that the refusal by doubters to recognize the threat of rising sea levels is, quoting now, insulting to everything we learned in high school about science, end of quote. Iraqi officials say government troops have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters. IS forces seized the city earlier this year. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces. Fighting erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday when a group of at least 9 Taliban suicide bombers attacked the airport in Kandahar. Regional Corps Commander General Daoud Shah Wafadur told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack. He said a bodyguard was killed and another wounded. School children in Beijing stayed home and commuters exchanged their cars for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Residents wore protective masks as they walked through the thick haze that surrounded Beijing's skyline. Pope Francis has opened Holy Year dedicated to mercy. Thousands of people lined up for blocks at the Vatican Tuesday, undergoing the strictest security checks in living memory. Following the Mass, Pope Francis officially started the year-long event known as a Jubilee by opening an usually bricked-up door at St. Peter's Basilica. Yemeni leaders expect pro-government forces and Houthi rebels to begin a 7-day ceasefire, that when they meet next week for UN-mediated peace talks to take place in Switzerland. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.